prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
Like a battlefield. There's a battle for the soul of America.
We can't let him tear the kingdom down.
This is no game. This is war.
Flesh and blood. It's between the bad and good. We can't stop until the trumpet sounds. This is war. Not a game we're playing. This is a war.
The only question is, which side will you be on? It's time now for a call to decision with Pastor Butch Paul.
Satan's armies come to kill. This is
hello, my friends, and welcome. This is Pastor Butch Paul. It is 8 October 2025. Welcome to tonight's broadcast. You're in for a treat tonight. I haven't had this gentleman on with me tonight for quite a while. We're going to talk to Mr. Joe Skousen. The man I listen to on many different broadcasts and explaining some things, and sometimes we miss. He and I are about the same age. I think he's got about 2 years on me. So we've both been around long enough to maybe figure a few things out along the road. Before we go there, though, don't forget, tomorrow's Thursday. We should be in office all day tomorrow from 9 to 4 Eastern. Love to hear from you. If you want to call and place an order or give a donation, Chris will be here to take the orders and get them out of here tomorrow if at all possible. And I'll be here. Love to talk to you. If I can help in any way, maybe if you need to have a scriptural question, a spiritual question, if I can help, I will. But to understand this, I'm only a servant just like you. Maybe I've been on the path a little longer and learned a few more things. I'm just a man, just a mortal. But we work together as a family of God to make things happen. That's what we do. That's who we are. So you feel free to call tomorrow at 800-777-4403 or 304-846-4448. We'd love to hear from you, and I do mean that. And don't forget, we haven't gone to church this weekend at 10:30 a.m. Eastern. I hope you'll join us for a very important lesson that's going to tie into both hours. We're going to do the first half hour course of prayer requests and praise reports, as always. Then from 11:30 to 12:30 Eastern, we're going to do Christian Worldview News and tie it into a two-hour lesson entitled A Nation Divided. You might want to catch this, okay? You might want to catch it if you can. You can watch it live. If you have a computer, go to PastorButch.com, PastorButch.com, and click on Rumble, and there will be. Or if you don't have a computer, you can listen on the phone at 339-209-5013. 339-209-5013. And a very quick prayer request. I mentioned this gentleman last night. I talked to his Donald all day. He's having a really rough time. Bill Moreland has a lot of problems with his body right now, but he's got an infection up and down his body from the waist down to his legs on the right side, and they're trying to get down there. If you know, they're going to take his leg off. And Bill's had some health problems for quite a while now. So please keep Bill in your prayers tonight, your prayer warriors. Please. And ask the Lord to comfort his family too and get him through this. I'd appreciate it. Now, as I said, without any further ado, we're going to go to our guest now. Joe Skousen is a man that's been around a long time as far as being involved in trying to expose truth. He's written several books, some on survivalism. He's run for office in 2024 in the Constitution Party for President of the United States. This man's been around. he's acquired a lot of wisdom on a lot of different issues. Now, we may not see eye to eye on everything spiritually, but we see eye to eye on what's going on in this country. And, folks, our nation is in a hell of a mess. Now, I mean that biblically, a hell of a mess. Psalms 9:17 says so. It's a mess. So we're going to bring up our guest, Joe Skousen. Joe, are you there?
I am there, Butch. Good to be with you.
It's good to have you, sir. It's been a long time. I hope you're doing well.
I am. Yeah, I just turned 79, so I'm still healthy and going strong.
Well, you know, I just turned 77 on the 7th. You turned 79 on the 22nd. So we're not too, I'm not too far behind you. And my wife's birthday was the 25th last month. So we're pecking along behind you here.
Good.
I mean, the years go by fast, don't they?
They sure do. And I'm still young at heart. I work hard, still working 14 hours a day, and a lot of it manual labor on the farm. So I do a lot of things, Butch.
Oh, that's perfectly fine. You have a little farm, do you? I don't worry about your locator. What state are you in?
We are in central Utah.
Utah,
way out in the boondocks, and have a self-sufficient farm. And I do my world affairs brief every week on the side. But we are preparing for what's coming in the world, and that's why we have a self-sufficient farm.
Well, now you farm. You farm crops and animals, or both?
Mostly hay for animals. So we have all kinds of animals: cows, horses, chickens, pigs, sheep. You name it, we've got it. And that's what you do when you try for self-sufficiency.
Well, good for you. Good for you. I live out here in the hills of West Virginia, and I'm out here in the woods by myself, my wife and I. And we've been blessed to have a little piece of land here, and it's very private. I live off the road, don't have any neighbors around close to me. I like the privacy, I truly do. So I understand where you're coming from. I appreciate what you're doing. And I'm glad you feel well enough to do it. I've had, when I was in Vietnam and Thailand, Agent Orange killed my pancreas. I've had neuropathy in feet now for several years. And it's been kind of rough just getting around, but I can't sit still. I like staying busy as best I can. I think because we stay busy, Joe, I think we live longer. I really mean that.
Absolutely. When people retire, they start to die.
They do. If you just quit, you're going to die. That's all there is to it.
Yeah.
All there is to it. But, Joe, you've been around in this world a couple of years longer than I have, and I'm going to tell you what, and I say this sincerely, and in a biblical sense, Psalms 9:17 says, nations, if they forget God, are turned into hell. Our nation is sliding so far in the wrong direction. And it started, I lived through the 50s, but the 50s compared to today was almost like a living in heaven compared to today in our society back then. It was a whole different world. But the last 50 years, give or take a little bit, in the last 30 years, 20 years for sure, our nation has deteriorated morally, financially, every way possible. Our nation deteriorated. Now we are going into a total police state, and people are cheering it on. But I want you to share your thoughts on this. They're going to talk about what's happening with Russia and the Middle East. I know you have to date and all that because I don't know what kind of work you do. But does it concern you that much does me to see federal troops being put on into cities and states?
Well, it does. You know, it's against the Posse Comitatus Act, which doesn't allow, you know, federal troops to interfere in domestic law enforcement areas. Now, this technically is, Trump is going to declare this an insurrection so that it justifies federal troops. And there certainly are ICE protests in Chicago and now Portland. And I was raised in Portland, Oregon, so that was in the days when it was fairly conservative, and now it's competing with California for the communist state of the union. But in any case, it's deteriorated very, very, very badly now. And but I am concerned because, you know, when Donald Trump is gone, if there's a Democrat to get back into office, he can use those same, you know, executive powers to, you know, turn against Christians and conservatives. So I do worry about that.
They will. And I have to say this, I think some of the things is, I like to think his motives are pure, but I don't trust him. I don't trust any politician. But even if they are, He's taking us down a very dangerous road, very dangerous road. He's taking away what's left of states' rights and individual sovereignty as far as the state. It's about all gone. And I do believe this can lead to a civil war. It's already started. The war's already started. We've already got bloodshed already started. But I think it can really escalate it very quickly. What do you think?
Well, actually, I don't think, you know, there isn't much sentiment against about the conservatives for civil war, only about the radical left.
Well, that's what I mean. Either way, if one side starts shooting, they'll both got to start shooting.
Well, and I don't think it's going to amount to that because Donald Trump will have very little tolerance for, BLM and Antifa riots and protests that are starting. That will be an insurrection, and he'll pull out the federal troops. So that will dampen that down an awful lot. And Trump's not to be messed with in that regard. I'm ambivalent about Trump. He's done some good things in terms of shutting down the left, the woke philosophy of DEI that was being forced upon everybody, and everyone's retreated. But as you said, they haven't retreated morally. They haven't gone back to sensible thinking. It's still there, and they'll come back with a vengeance when Trump is gone. But Trump's biggest weaknesses is in foreign policy and in tariffs. Tariffs are very bad for the free market economy, and the consumers end up paying the tariffs. And Walmart's about ready to start raising their prices 45%, and now you're really going to see what the tariffs are going to cost people. But I don't know who got Trump on to tariffs. It really should be a matter of Congress, according to the Constitution. One of the greatest dangers that Donald Trump has done is to change his mind consistently, to 100% or 200% tariffs. And, think about the poor small corporation, man, who's getting supplies from around the world. We had a fairly global economy, et cetera. And now he's got to figure out what the pricing is and what suppliers are going to stop sending because of the tariffs. And then Trump changes his mind, and all of a sudden they have to go back. And who's paying for this? Who's paying for all the administrative time to try to, match this verbal free-for-all that's, Trump is handing to the nation? I really am a believer in free markets, except with existential enemies. I don't believe we ought to be able to trade with China, because China has used that trade to build a monstrous military, and it's aimed at us. And the same thing with the Soviet Union and Russia and other things. We ought to ban trade with those because they're existential enemies, but not for the rest of the world. And so that's the way I feel about tariffs. But the biggest problem with Donald Trump is that he doesn't understand who our enemies are. He still thinks that Xi Jinping is a good friend of his, because when he came to Mar-a-Lago in the first term of Donald Trump, Xi Jinping flattered Trump to the moon, and Trump came away thinking, wow, this is the best buddy I've ever had. Vladimir Putin did the same thing in Alaska just recently, just flattered Trump, told him, the election was stolen, which is true, it was stolen in 2020. Just what Tom Donahue, he talked about him being a great peacemaker. And so he came out of that Alaska something thing that our relationship with Putin is just first class. We're going to get a peace deal. And then Putin slaps him in the face and starts attacking nonstop Ukraine, and hasn't stopped since then, basically. And Trump now has woken up when he gets slapped in the face by a person you think is your friend, and you wake up. But unfortunately, he hasn't woke up to Xi Jinping. He hasn't woken up to Kim Jong-un of North Korea. He still thinks he's his best friend and pen pal buddy. He went to North Korea saying, I'm going to disarm North Korea from nuclear weapons, either diplomatically or militarily. And Xi Jinping called up Kim Jong-un and said, just flatter Trump, and he'll be putty in your hands. And that's exactly what he did.
Well, Trump's ego is, we'll say, rather large. And he likes to have it combed once in a while and petted a little bit. That's just him. I'm not the brightest bulb in the house, but I don't trust Trump. He's too wishy-washy. As you said, he changes his mind every 5 minutes. I don't trust
him. And he never admits he's there. He never admits he's wrong.
No, he doesn't.
He never admits. And if If Putin changes his mind and starts being very aggressive, he doesn't admit, he never says, I was wrong about Putin. What he basically says, Putin has disappointed me, and so I'm going to increase tariffs, I'm going to do this and that to Vladimir. And then he calls him a paper tiger. Well, you don't talk about another nuclear power nation who's got 10 times more nukes than we do as a paper tiger. You're just, egging him on. Now, Putin cannot, in fact, use those nukes against the West because he can't occupy. And that's one of the things that I pointed out in my World Affairs brief. Putin has threatened almost a dozen times to nuke the West if you increase your aid to Ukraine or if you do other types of things. But he can't follow through, and he hasn't ever followed through because he can't occupy. Now, if you can't occupy a country that you've nuked, then they just rebuild and come back after you. That's why he has to wait for China. China and Russia never have had a split. They've always been allies in terms of taking down the West. Now, it is true that in the past 10 years, Russia has stopped transferring military technology to China because they fear China. Thieves are not the best of friends, and eventually they know that after they dispose of the West in the next world war, or so they think, that they're going to have to go after it against each other. And that's why Russia fears China, because it's bigger militarily now and population-wise and military-wise, both conventional, not nuclear, though. China still has to rely on Russia's nuclear forces, which are 10 times larger than NATO and the United States, in order to do a preemptive strike on the West.
Well, I don't set dates. I don't. I've been a pastor now and preaching about 50 years on the radio, almost 33 years. So this is my first rodeo, and I've seen a lot of things come and go in my lifetime, just as you have. I watched our nation deteriorate after election, no matter which party is in. It never gets better, maybe slightly in some directions, but worse in other directions. And I see that so many times now that I've become discouraged on the two main parties. I saw you run on the Constitution Party in 2024, and God bless you for that. I really mean that. And of course, I ran for office one time several years ago in the Constitution Party here in West Virginia. Didn't do any, hardly make any headway at all, but that's beside the point. I took a stand because I believed in what was trying to happen here. But now I see our country going from extreme left and going in the right direction, perhaps to change a lot of things that need changed. But in my opinion, what he's doing now, again, with the troops, is a very dangerous move. And as you said, one of the things you said is very true. If he does it, who'll do it next? And how far will they go? We're seeing a attack on free speech. I mean, I disagree with a lot of things being said, totally disagree with it. But people have a right to say what's on their mind, as long as just not yelling fire in a crowd theater. They have a right to speak their mind. So we are seeing our nation being caged, if you will. Many, many years ago, I read an article about police, thought police. I thought, now how's that going to work? Well, we're seeing it happen. You're almost afraid to dare something contrary to what's going on. You end up in hot water with him. That's what concerned me,
Britain,
Brother
certainly
Joe.
In Britain, that's happening. You criticize Islam and you get arrested in Britain.
Oh, yes.
And so,
that's true.
We really need to be very tolerant of other people's opinions unless they are actually goading other people to violence, which
yes.
is a direct thing. And I'm not talking about hate speech. Speech is not violent. You can call people with names or what you want. You can be, against certain minorities if you want to be. I don't even believe in anti-discrimination laws. I think to discriminate in who you hire and who you rent to and things is a fundamental right. If you don't have the power to decide who you're going to deal with, then you've lost a major fundamental right. So,
That my opinion is my opinion. I'm allowed to have it. You don't have to agree with it.
That's right.
You have to go along with it.
No.
That's my opinion. And I'm allowed to express my opinion. At least I used to be. Nowadays, maybe not so much. But anyway, go ahead.
Well, fortunately, that has turned around with Donald Trump. It used to be that this DEI stuff and woke philosophy used to be pushed on people in public schools and in colleges. And you know, the professors haven't changed, the colleges haven't changed, but Donald Trump has put the fear of God of losing federal funds if they do that. Now, when a Democrat gets in, they can cut off federal funds for a conservative university, you know, like Hillsdale.
They have.
Of course, Hillsdale doesn't take federal funds, so they can't really threaten them or cut them off. But there are other universities, you know, like BYU and others that do take federal research funds and other things that could be cut off because they're conservative, or at least they used to be. Actually, they're pretty woke now, which is, I'm one of the critics of that university. But, you know, the problem is that, you know, we have lost our moral values. I mean, people go to mainline Christian churches and things, but they're still pretty woke and they're still pretty liberal in their things. It's very rare to find one that really follows the gospel of Jesus Christ and, you know, talks about true submission to the will of God. And it's just too easy to be mainline and, you know, and they're ordaining whoever to be, you know, part of their authority. But I think there are very few, strong Christian churches.
I agree.
I'm sure you're in one of the smaller
denominations. Yeah, we are. Very small. Yes,
yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Very small.
But these mega churches preach what people want to hear, you know.
They do. And that's how they make the money, and that's how they grow. Obviously, that's
right.
True. You know, I've written a few books myself, and one of the chapters in one of the books I wrote was entitled Toleration, Gateway to Hell. When you know something is wrong, according to God's word and even against society, I don't care if it's murder, rape, homosexuality, whatever it is, when you know it's wrong and you tolerate it for whatever reason, you're guilty of that sin also. You are promulgating that sin by staying silent. And people don't like when I say that, but that doesn't change the fact. Toleration or keeping silent in the face of evil is evil itself, is it not?
Yes, it really is, Butch. And we have way too much bending over backwards to be tolerant of things. Which I mean, even like homosexuality and transgender. And I think that there's a lot of satanic influence in the youth to get them think that they're another gender. Just as I'm convinced that there's a lot of satanic influence in anyone who is thinking about suicide. I mean, it may start with depression. It may start with something, but boy, Satan is right there to piggyback on. You got to kill yourself, and then you got to use a gun because he's really in favor of an anti-gun, you know, agenda. And there have been shooters like the Parkland shooter and others who have talked openly about the fact they've heard voices saying, you know, kill yourself and kill other people and use a gun to do it.
That's true.
Satan is very, very real, and I don't think we talk enough about Satan's influence.
I've written
a piece on my website, worldaffairsbrief.com, called The Still Small Voice of Conscience. And one of the things that I learned early in life is that there's kind of three voices talking to the center of our mind. There's our own thought process, and then there's divine inspiration, which is usually trying to prompt us to do things that we don't feel like doing or warning us with nervous feelings about doing things that are wrong. And then there's the voice of Satan. And people don't understand that Satan can talk to your conscience, too. And he's always right there to counter God when God tries to say, you know, you ought to get up or you ought to help your wife or do this. He's right there saying, oh, no, you don't have to get up right now. You can do it later. You can put this off. His is the voice of comfort. His is the soothing voice trying to get you to be comfortable in life. And God is trying to get us to do better and to increase and overcome our weaknesses.
Well, that's
so
very true. We need
to teach people how to listen to their conscience.
We need to teach people how to understand, discern right from wrong. You know, I read a quote last night from a guy named, I'm sure you've heard, Charles Spurgeon.
Yes.
He said this, and I thought this was really good. Discernment is not a matter of simply telling the difference between right and wrong. Rather, it is telling the difference between right and almost right.
If you can get that nuanced.
Absolutely. And another statement I read from a lady named Shara Starr wrote this. This has to do with what they're doing in our country, getting us fighting among ourselves. The enemy, according to Christ in the scripture in Matthew, a house divided can't stand. A nation divided cannot stand. And that's division has always been a tactic of the enemy to divide and conquer. You know that. And this, yes. This one paragraph says this. If you catch red fire ants and as well as 100 large black ants and put them in a jar, at first nothing will happen. However, if you violently shake the jar and dump them back on the ground, the ants will fight until they eventually kill each other. The thing is, the red ants think the black ants are the enemy and vice versa, when in reality, the real enemy is the person who shook the jar. This is exactly what's happening in society today. The real question we need to be asking ourselves is who's shaking the jar and why? Isn't that, doesn't that make a lot of sense?
Yeah, it does. You know, obviously that's why, you know, I've long said, you know, the deep state controls the media and it controls, you know, the government at an underground level, below the public level. It controls about 50% of the judges that we have. It controls the teachers' unions and educate. And a lot of those, it may not be direct control. But you see, people don't understand that, you know, Satan really can get into people's minds with certain ideas that are promoting, you know, end up promoting evil and this excessive tolerance. You know, the homosexuality and the transgender thing is really tearing society apart. And
of course it is. And
a lot of these people, when they go to use guns, more and more mass shootings now end up being transgender, shooting up Christian schools or even public schools, trying to get back at society for their rejection. And I think that there's a lot of satanic influence there.
Well, of course there is. That's all part of the plan. And it's working very well right now because most of America, not all of them, but the masses, even the churches, are now confused as to really what is right and wrong. Spurgeon said it better than I could. We can discern maybe something is blatantly wrong for something that's right, but when you make it a gray area, people question what it is. And the Bible tells us in Amos, that God put a plumb line among us. He said, I'm leaving now. There's a plumb line. Follow it or don't. That plumb line cannot be varied from even a 64th of an inch at the beginning, because if you do that 10 feet down the wall, you're off the wall. So when God says don't veer to the right or left, he meant stay the line. But the churches in America have more than veered off the right or left. They completely left the track, didn't they?
Yes, absolutely. Well, you know, there's a lot of shades of gray and a lot of, you know, it's just like the multiple conspiracies that we're dealing with in life, whether it's from JFK's assassination or the deep state pulling off 9/11 and covering for it and blaming it on terrorists that they hired. There's a lot of nuances and even false conspiracies, you know, that are raised to cover for true conspiracies. And so people have to have discernment. And that discernment comes from feeling a little bit nervous about the mainstream narrative about things.
Absolutely.
And people can feel nervous, you know. And God doesn't tell you in your conscience exactly what the true answer is. You've got to find it. But those nervous feelings tell you something's not quite right.
They do. Hang on to the break, Joe. Hang on to the break, please. Look back at the break.
Okay.
Phone calls, 717-300-1698. 717-300-1698. Don't go away.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Hi, folks. Pastor Butch Paul here. I'm certain that I don't need to tell y'all we're living in unstable times, or as the Bible says, perilous times. We're starting to see shortages of many products in America, cars, clothing, furniture, and even food. We can't do much about the cars, clothing, or furniture, but we can with the food, simply by calling the Manna Foods, the best in store foods bar none. They have a shelf life over 25 years, are great tasting, no GMOs, no chemical preservatives, no aspartame or high fructose corn syrup, and no MSGs. Give the Manna a call at 888-597-0775. That's 888-597-0775, or go to namana.com. Mention the Pastor Butch sent you and get a 10% discount. That's 888-597-0775. You'll be glad you did.
Hi there, and thank you so much for listening. This is Summer. I'm owner and operator here at Superior Mountain Herbs. Please visit us at www.superiormountainherbs.com. You can always call or text 406-274-7579. We'd be happy to assist you with any of your health and wellness needs, whether you're currently combating serious disease and infection like cancer or you're just simply looking to keep your body in great shape and maintain what God has already given you, you can visit us and we would absolutely love to help you. Once again, visit us at www.superiormountainherbs.com or give us a call at 406-274-7579 to get your hands on some of the most incredible handcrafted, organic, and wildcrafted supplements on the planet. SuperiorMountainHerbs.com.
Hello, folks. Pastor Butch here. A lot of y'all are asking me to give our address out on the air, and I never take time during the interviews, but here's our address. If you want to write to us, send us a letter, say hello, or place an order, or whatever you want to do, our address is simple. It's Pastor Butch Paul, P-A-U-G-H, or call to Decision Ministries. The address is 224 Hurd. That's spelled H-U-R-D. 224 Hurd Road, Netty, N-E-T-T-I-E, N-E-T-T-I-E, West Virginia, 26681. 224 Hurd Road, Netty, West Virginia, 26681. There you go. Thanks a lot.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it. Nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cedarstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
This is war, not a game we're playing. This is a war. Hear me what I'm saying. Pick up your sword and shield. Get on the battlefield. Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
Folks, we are back. We're talking to Joel Skousen. And Joel, before going further, tell the folks how they received your report, how they get it, and tell somebody more about yourself, if you don't mind, as far as how you get started in all this.
Well, interestingly enough, I started when I was about 17. My father died when I was 17, and so my mother moved the family down to Utah so we could go to the university and live at home, save some money. She had a widow of 36 with 10 children. And I tell you, that's a tough road. That's a tough road to hoe. But Cleon, my uncle, Cleon Skousen, who was the author of The Naked Communist, stepped in and kind of acted as a surrogate father, would visit our family and help keep the younger kids in line and things. And I remember reading his book, The Naked Communist, when I was 17, and I thought, you know, this isn't going to turn out very well. Because what I noticed was that it wasn't just the communists taking down one country or another. There was people in the State Department that were protecting the communists. You know, when McCarthy tried to get rid of them, there were non-communists that were protecting them. Those turned out to be globalists who have this agenda of using communists to break down various nations and create revolutions so they can come in and rescue them with their milder form of socialism. And we've been dealing with globalists ever since, like Henry Kissinger, who gave away Taiwan's seat at the UN and replaced it with Red China, and then gave Red China most favored trading status so that they could, you know, rebuild their economy to rebuild their military. And, you know, we've been at, they've been building these two enemies, Russia and China, ever since. And so
yes.
When I went into the military, you know, Vietnam was raging at that time. And so I went and joined the Marine Corps. I had a college degree, and so I could become an officer. And, went into pilot training and became an F-4 pilot, joined my first squadron when they first came back from Vietnam. And boy, did they have a tale to tell about how we were fighting with two hands tied behind our back.
Absolutely.
Our own government,
our own government was
sabotaging the war. You know, safe areas for the communists. We couldn't mine the Haiphong Harbor. We couldn't hit their missile battery, anti-aircraft missile batteries, and a That's why they shot down so many B-52s and captured so many of our men. It was just a suicide of a war.
Well, I'm sure you recognize the fact that when I was there myself, the morale of the men were, they knew they were just trying to survive, get home. They knew that we weren't supposed to be in that war. It couldn't happen.
Yeah.
We were shipping tons of drugs out of there. And Mel Gibson's dad was a friend of mine for several years before he passed away. And I asked him one time, how did Mel survive the movie Air America? Well, he told the truth in it. And he said he didn't know, just have God's hands in it. But yeah, this was another man-made war, just as Korea was and all the other wars were too, to promote wealth for the wealthy and spread world communism, even though we're supposed to be fighting communism. It's all part of the plan. Go, please.
Well, I think the main purpose of these wars, like World War I, was to get us into a global government. You know,
yes,
they proposed
exactly.
The League of Nations. They had a controlled puppet, Woodrow Wilson, in the White House who gave us the income tax and the Federal Reserve. That was all a deep state operation. But, you know, they failed to get us into the UN, and so they gave us World War II that got us the League of Nations, but then they gave us World War II that got us into the UN, and sure enough, the UN came out of the, we let the communists be part of the UN, which, you know, shouldn't be in an international, but they need one more war to get us into a global militarized government with real teeth. You know, the UN doesn't really have any power. Military or government power, even like the EU does. And that's why I think they need World War III to do that. And they build up Russia and China as enemies. Even in Lend-Lease after World War II, we shipped, and most of your listeners don't know this, we shipped as Lend-Lease the rest of the nuclear plans to the atomic weapons that they couldn't steal in the Manhattan Project. That was discovered by Major Ray C. Jordan at the Great Falls, Montana Air Base, where they shipping these big black trunks labeled diplomatic baggage, and he opened it against regulations, but he opened it and found nuclear plans. And then he got a call from the White House. Harry Hopkins, a communist in the White House of the Truman administration, saying, give those trunks back to the Soviets and don't say anything about it. Well, he wrote a book, Major Ray C. Jordan's diary, where he dictated this, and he also found out that we shipped them the first shipment of enriched uranium after the war. Because even though they had the plans for the nuclear weapons, they didn't know how to enrich uranium to build the bomb. And so we gave them the first shipment of enriched uranium so they could explode their first nuclear weapon in 1949. We did that. And then, of course, we brought Red China to power. We brought Mao Zedong to power by cutting off military aid to Chiang Kai-shek. Because he wouldn't go into coalition government with the communists. Of course, we know how that turns out whenever you join the communists in a coalition government. So George Marshall, a globalist, cut off military aid to Chiang Kai-shek to let Mao win. We did all this. You know, we brought Castro to power by cutting off military aid to Batista. We brought the Sandinistas to power in Nicaragua by cutting off military aid to Somoza, the most pro-Western leader in Latin America. It was just shameful what happened.
Go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Well, that's why when I got out of the military, and they just didn't treat Christians very well in the military. They brought back all their filthy habits from Vietnam, immorality with prostitutes, and they were having squadron parties with nude women and things, and, myself and a lot of other
drugs
Christians.
Drugs everywhere.
So we refused to attend these squadron parties, and they kicked us out eventually. And so when I got out of the military, I decided to start the business about how to secure your home, because I thought, there's going to be future wars and things, and we need to be prepared. And, there's last days prophecies about the tribulations prior to the second coming, so I wanted people to be prepared, so that's where I wrote my first book, The Secure Home. And then I eventually wrote Strategic Relocation, North American Guide to Safe Places, which became a bestseller. And then in the year 2000, I started my World Affairs Brief, and that's still going today. And World Affairs Brief is my weekly brief. It comes out on Fridays, found at worldaffairsbrief.com. And it costs a modest $48 a year, about a dollar a week, to subscribe to my analysis where I tell people what's happening each week based upon what the deep state is doing to us that you won't find out in the regular news.
Well, that's true. And, you know, people have a hard time accepting this. And I did too for years, Joel, so I'm not throwing stones. But the United States has been the biggest promoter of the new world order of any nation in the world so far. We put the money and the power and the force behind it.
That's right.
The United States is building the Antichrist system. People don't want to hear that. And I can't help it. It's true. It's happening. And anyone that stands in the way of this so-called New World Order, I don't care if it's Gaddafi or whoever it was, they take them out. They're not allowed to be there. They won't allow independent nations, because if you allow independent nations that are sovereign nations, financially take care of themselves, whatever, won't go to the WEF or anybody else, then they're taken down. And that's where we are today, is not.
Well, I feel there are three predator centers in the world. There's Russia and China, which are temporarily allied to get rid of the West. And there's the Anglo-American globalists. And, you know, they are the ones that run the deep state. The deep state are the hit squads and the secret powers that be inside government. And unfortunately, Trump has not been able to eliminate the deep state. One of the reasons is he thinks the deep state are the unelected bureaucrats that retain their power, but they're not. The deep state are people who really know that there's a hierarchy that they, outside of government, that they listen to. I mean, I had a subscriber to my World Affairs Brief who called me when I was the chairman of the Conservative National Committee in Washington, D.C., and he said, you know, I've got a guy who's an informant for the FBI. He's infiltrated CSPES, which is the Committee in Solidarity with it was a communist outfit in Texas. And he said, they're planning on assassinating Ronald Reagan. And he tried to tell his information to his FBI handler, and the FBI handler said he lost his file and wasn't paying him and was kind of putting the damper on this information he had about an assassination on Reagan. And so I was in Washington, and this subscriber called me. He was a doctor, and he said, do you have any contacts where you can find out why this guy isn't being paid and why they're not accepting his information about an assassination on Reagan and when he goes to Texas? And so I didn't have anybody in the FBI, even though my father was an FBI agent during the Hoover years. I didn't have any contacts there. But I did in the CIA, and the CIA guy, a friend of mine, called the FBI, and the FBI, said, well, what's this guy's code name? And so I had given the code name to the FBI or the CIA guy, and as soon as he said that code name, all hell broke loose. So the FBI friend of mine called me back and said, boy, the FBI really knows about this guy, and they want to know who knows about him. So I'm going to have to give him your name. And I said, go ahead. You know, I'm not afraid of these guys. And so they came out to my house and wanted to know who knew about this important. I said, look, this guy's talking about an assassination attempt by the communists on Reagan when he goes to Houston, and he's not being paid, and the FBI, agent who's handling him has, isn't doing what's right, and I just want to see him, paid. Well, I finally flew down to Texas to interview this guy, since I speak fluent Spanish, and he was a Latino. And he said, this FBI informant or the agent of mine took me to a party once. And I looked around, and everybody had this big class ring on. And I asked, what was this ring? And the FBI agent had one, too. And he said, well, Congress doesn't know we exist. We have a separate source of income. But this guy, he pointed to, that's CIA, that's NSA, that's FBI, that's this and that, and all kinds of agents in the government. And he was pointing out the dark side of government, the deep state. People who know that there's a separate hierarchy that they listen to and a separate form of payment. And that's where the real deep state is. And those are the people that killed Kennedy. Those are the people that loaded the explosives in the World Trade Center and blamed it on the terrorists that they had hired, who didn't have anything to do with it. And then they attacked Iraq and Afghanistan, We didn't have anything to do with 9/11 as well. So I mean, this is a real dangerous organization, and Trump, you know, has not been able to get rid of the deep state.
They surely are. Let's take a phone call. Let's stay right here in West Virginia and talk to Joe. Joe, come on in.
Thank you, Butch, for taking my call.
Uh-huh.
There's something you mentioned earlier made me think about the Minority Report about thought crimes.
Uh-huh.
And I think, you know, the deep state has created this beast, and it's been here for many years. One of the things I wanted to mention that, and maybe your guests may know about because we talked about it, Butch, is that the other day somebody called me, since I do deliverance ministry, and he asked AI, who does ministry in Idaho? I'm not Iowa. Iowa. And AI gave him my name and number. So actually, Satan's deep state, it's Satan's deep, you know, deep state, because he makes
Joe,
his thoughts to be our thoughts.
And I don't mean this to come across the wrong way, but you and I are small fry. So they got your name. They know what you do. And we're nobodies.
Yeah. Oh, I know. We're nobody. I bet we can ask AI anything about anybody now. We probably get an answer, we like it or not.
I think you're
Satan,
right.
You know, only way Satan can have his ability to know and see everything is through artificial intelligence.
Of course.
He is
demonic.
The artificial intelligence. He is the deep state. And he is the shadow government.
I totally agree. Good point.
And
Joe,
so many people
else?
in government right now are just in love with Lucifer.
That's very true. That is very true. Anything else you want to say?
Well, I was going to say with Donald Trump, when everything's going good, he takes all the credit for it. When it's going wrong, he blames it on everybody else. He's a habitual liar.
Well, if somebody, when somebody brings in the wrong numbers, he fires them. And anyway, or the right numbers, he fires them. But good call, Joe. Thank you. I'll see you Saturday, you're willing. Good call. Appreciate
I'll
it.
Be there.
Good call. Any comments to that, Joe, before we move on to another caller?
Well, you know, one of the problems with the Trump administration is that Christians and conservatives think that we've won because Trump's been elected. And so fundraising
for
conservative causes, fundraising, and preparedness. People are going out of business, you know, in the preparedness field because they think he beat the system. And he hasn't beat the system. And so people really still have to keep preparing. They still have to keep funding conservative causes and keep going to church and praying to God that we can get prepared, because I think that Satan is going to have his way. And when this world war comes, I'll tell you, life is never going to be the same again.
No,
so people really need to be prepared for that. Yeah.
It certainly is.
Let's
not.
Take another call. Right.
Okay. I'll make one comment. I'd like you to add to it real quickly. I don't set dates, but I think World War III is close. Maybe a year, two, 3 years out. I don't know. But World War III is really on the precipice of happening pretty soon. What do you think?
Yes, I do too. Xi Jinping says he'll be ready to attack Taiwan somewhere in 2027. You know, things paper take longer, maybe 28, 29, but it's going to happen. I mean, these people are not preparing nuclear weapons and all these this militarization for nothing. It's not defensive. These are all offensive weapons, so it's going to happen.
I agree. Totally agree. All right, let's talk to John in Texas. John, come on in. Welcome.
Well, years ago, I watched a documentary about the OSS and how it turned into the CIA. And it seems like what I remember, this Wild Bill Diamond guy was members of the Skull and Bones, and that all the people he recruited are the CIA with Skull and Bones, which you figure George Bush, that's what he was, you know. And I watched a documentary last night about the Skull and Bones. There's something else I was going to say, but y'all can make a comment.
They also sent people from Skull and Bones into the right side of the thing, not just the left. I mean, William F. Buckley of Reason Magazine, or what was the magazine he had? It wasn't Reason, it was something else. Anyway, he was Skull and Bones as well, and he played as right wing, but he would always be anti-conspiracy. He would never believe in conspiracy, and so it's you know, very sad.
It is very
Satan
sad.
Satan is very slick, yeah.
Both sides are infiltrated to the hilt. Go ahead, John.
Well, here lately I've been finding out about a guy named Colonel Doug McGregor. And as far as all these wars and stuff like that goes, he's really educational, you know. And
yeah, but he's a shill for Russia. You've got to be careful of that.
Okay, well, but basically, you know, he's just talking about. Well, anyway, I didn't know that, but like I say, you know, to a certain extent, you know, I can believe what you're saying, but. But anyway, he has some real interesting stuff, you know,
okay.
Because he talks about, you know, trying to, I guess, get along, and I don't know, like I say, it's, you know, to me, it's pretty interesting. But with Trump, it's kind of like he says he's going to do this, and then all of a sudden he turns around and doesn't do what he says. And so pretty much what they're talking about is how basically his negotiations, you can't really trust him, you know, because he'll say one thing and then turn right around and do something else.
Yes,
know?
He does. I agree with that. He does a lot. Good call, John. Anything else?
Well, I say one other thing I've been doing here lately is I have Alexander Scorby, the Old Testament and New Testament on CD, but you can actually go to his website and, you know, he has, you know, all that stuff on YouTube also. And,
okay.
What exactly does the Apocrypha mean? I'm just, you know.
Those are the books of the Bible that were not added to the Bible. They say they're not canonized.
Okay, well, I was just kind of wondering.
They're questionable in origin as well.
Yes,
there's a
yes,
lot of
they are.
There's some true things in the Apocrypha, but it wasn't written by the same apostles and prophets of the old, and so there are problems in the Apocrypha.
If you read it, but well, I have, there are a lot of problems in the Apocrypha. Some are moral problems.
He reads the King James Version, and it says, you know, the Apocrypha are added, and you know, the 1611.
Yeah, you can get that in there. But they're very dangerous.
So
be
really
real careful.
Sure exactly real what careful. That meant. You know?
That's what that means. Good call, though. Thanks for calling. Appreciate it, John. Thank you. Folks, the line's open down at the last 4 or 5 minutes here. 717-380-1698. 717-300-1698. Love to hear from you if we have to go. Joe, we're running out of time here. And this has been a wonderful interview. I wish we weren't so far apart. I'd like to sit down and talk to you for a couple, 3 hours and get a cup of coffee and just share thoughts back and forth. Because obviously you and I have been in this world about the same amount of time. We've seen a lot of things come and go. And maybe we could even sharpen each other's wit a little bit in some areas. But this has been a very wonderful interview and a very informative interview. Thanks for taking time to join me tonight. I do appreciate that.
My pleasure, Butch. It's always good to be with you.
Well, you know, we go back a long time together in this country, and we've seen a lot of things happen. But in your opinion, and I know it's just our, we can't predict the future. We're not prophets in that sense. But what do you see happening before the end of this year? It's only 3 months away. What do you see perhaps that could happen in this world, in this country?
I think there will be more social unrest by the left, by BLM and Antifa, and these anti-ICE riots are going to expand. They're already happening in Portland and Chicago. But I think Trump won't tolerate that like Biden fomented that and the left fomented. I think he's going to clamp down. So I don't think the Civil War will erupt during Trump because I don't think he's going to tolerate this kind of social unrest, especially if they start destroying property. So I think the big thing we need to watch out for is World War III coming. So watch out when China attacks Taiwan. I think that's going to be the trigger event. I think we'll be probably within third World War within a month after China trying to attack Taiwan.
And I don't know this, but I think that could be imminent also because we're seeing China build up a lot of forces around Taiwan. So that could be imminent, could it not?
That's right. Absolutely.
So we're seeing this happen, folks. I've been a pastor and a preacher 50 years. I think it's my job as a pastor to warn the people about what's coming scripturally I can prove what's coming. Historically, I can tell you what's already happened. I can tell you the road signs because I've lived long enough and studied long enough to know that we're heading down a bad road. We're down the last couple minutes here. And again, Joel, you've been in this battle a lot of years, and I admire your tenacity and your patience working with this, because you've been through a lot of situations yourself, I'm sure, trying to warn the people. Everybody doesn't like you, do they?
That's right. If you're telling the truth, you always have enemies.
That's the truth. That's very, very true. And I think that the Lord
has blessed this nation for many years because we were a Christian nation, because we were listening to conscience, we were raising. But now that we've become public school educated, and even, unfortunately, most Christians send their kids to public schools, and they get indoctrinated there. That's why my wife and I homeschool all the six of our children, and they've turned out to be very good, believing Christians, and they're productive citizens and things, and they're raising their children that way, too. But most Christians lose their children, or lose a portion of their children, because they send them to public schools. And so I think that we need to buck up and realize that you've got to separate yourself from the world. It's not ever going to be unified, and we have to, be a special nation, believers that aren't going to tolerate what's going on.
I agree. The public school system has worked just fine with the plans they have, what they have, but for the world powers, it's worked just well to dumb down the children. Charlotte Isbey wrote a book many years ago entitled "The Deliberate Dumbing Down of America." Great book. Charlotte, of course, passed away a few years ago. But what a great speaker and a great woman to tell the truth. And again, thank you, yes. Joe. We'll be in touch again. Can we do it again sometime?
Okay. Thank you, Butch. Nice to be with you.
God bless, my friend. Talk to you soon. Thank you. Folks, the man has been in a lot of battles. He's seen a lot of things happen, and he's understanding more than most people ever will. And so I'd like to have guests on like that to sharpen each other's wits. As iron sharpeneth iron, that's what we're here to do, is try to learn from each other and learn the word of God by talking to each other and seeing nuances we may not have seen before. Tomorrow, again, is Thursday. By the grace of God, we'll be in the office tomorrow from 9 to 4 Eastern. We'd love to hear from you, and I do mean that. That's why we're here on Thursday. So don't be ashamed to call. Don't be afraid to call. I'm nobody special. I'm just one of you all. I'm on the radio. That's the difference. That's no big deal. That's what I do. And what you do for Christ is just as important as what I do. Maybe not the same field, thank goodness, but we all can do the same thing. And I'm just a servant. Just come and talk to us tomorrow. Have a great night. God bless. Bye-bye.
Pick up your sword and shield. On the battlefield, Satan's armies come to kill. This is war. Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Melody Cederstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSCTalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.